From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is poet and writer MK Chavez. Hey, MK.
Hey, Janae.
MK is the executive director of the Berkeley Poetry Festival, and their next event is Poetry Takes Root. And there will be live poetry, music, tarot card readings, games, prizes, and more. And this is a celebration to mark that the Berkeley Poetry Festival will officially be a nonprofit organization. Proceeds from this event will go towards the festival planning and paying artists. And this is all happening at Donkey and Goat Winery in Berkeley, which I love Donkey and Goat Winery, on August 22nd. And right now, we're going to hear MK talk about three artists who are reading at Poetry Takes Root. First up is poet Natasha Dinnerstein. Natasha's work centers on what it means to be human and what people have in common. She's a great poet, and her work has been published in literary magazines such as Fourth Floor, Landfall, and the North American Review. Natasha is also the founder of Cherry Pie Press, which is a publishing company that specializes in LGBTQ plus poetry. MK, I know you and Natasha have known each other for a long time. What draws you to her work?
Oh, so many different things. Of course, I love Natasha's writing. I think it's really fresh, deep. The craft is phenomenal. But I also love what Natasha represents in the community. It's the kind of poet that we want to really bring to everyone's attention. On top of being an amazing writer, Natasha also makes the world a better place. Natasha has for years done amazing work in the LGBTQI community,
yes,
supportive of other writers, and now is publishing other writers. So it's great to have new presses that are going to support new writers, and especially writers who maybe have not gotten the attention they actually deserve.
Yeah, I agree. That's poet Natasha Dinnerstein, and you can see Natasha read her poetry at Donkey and Goat Winery in Berkeley on August 22nd. Your next pick is writer Jennifer Hasegawa. Jennifer grew up in Hawaii, but now lives in San Francisco. She wrote the experimental, poetic, surreal story, Naomi Anomi, a biography of infinite desire. The story is about a woman looking back on what went wrong in her life as she prepares to shelter in place during the COVID pandemic. Boy, a lot of us was doing that. MK, tell us more about Jennifer and her work.
I first came across Jennifer reading at an event. I think it was a Day of the Dead event in San Francisco. And I was just amazed by the writing. Mm. So strange, so evocative, so good. And she just makes the world a better place, supporting nonprofits, making sure that the arts continue. So her work is just both prolific in its making our community stronger and making sure that other writers and artists get an opportunity to be doing their work out in our community, but then came out with this amazing book, which I have to say, it's one of my favorite poetry books.
Okay, I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, it's fun and it catches you by surprise. And that's another one of our hallmarks at Berkeley Poetry Festival. We like to find those gems out in the community that people may not be aware of, but their lives will be so much better.
That's writer Jennifer Hasegawa. See Jennifer perform at Poetry Takes Root in Berkeley. And your final pick is poet James Cagney. Identity, loss, and love are some themes James explores in his writing. His work is very deep and personal, and in his latest poetry collection, Ghetto Koans, a personal archive, he writes his thoughts and experiences about living in the ghetto. And actually, we interviewed James live at Books, Inc. about this book. He's definitely a friend to the Sights and Sounds show. He's been on many times. MK, I know people are excited about James also performing at Poetry Takes Root, but yeah, give us your thoughts on James.
James was probably one of the first poets that I saw read when I decided that I wanted to be part of the community.
Wow.
So he is dear to my heart on many levels. And I'm so happy that his work is getting the recognition that it deserves. What he represents for Berkeley Poetry Festival is, you know, he's part of our history. And he's exactly why we exist. He's kind of our heart. He has been part of many of our events. And he is generous with his performances, and we just can't be more thrilled to invite him and have him be part of our celebration.
That's poet James Cagney, and look out for him at Donkey & Goat Winery in Berkeley on August 22nd. I've been speaking with MK Chavez, the executive director of the Berkeley Poetry Festival. Check out their event, Poetry Takes Root, at Donkey & Goat Winery in Berkeley on August 22nd. Admission is free, but this is also a fundraiser, so donations are very, very, very welcome. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Gwen. I'm Janae Darden.